So as we try to understand what the message is for us today, let us pray and ask God to speak to us. Holy God, we hear these words in the scriptures about Jesus rising, about loving one another, and we confess sometimes we've heard them so often that we don't really take the time to understand and receive them for us. So speak to each one of us this morning, God. Come into our hearts, even though sometimes we lock the doors. Come in, open our minds to receive what it is that you're saying to us. All this we pray in Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So as I was talking to the kids, right, Easter, it's about Jesus rising from the dead. It's about new life. It's about the promise that we have that God is with us. You know, sometimes we, and I'm included in this too, we love the feel-good, exciting things about the church celebrations. Christmas with the presents, right? And Easter with the Easter egg hunts and all that stuff. But sometimes we focus so much on that, and we stay, and as our kids said, sometimes the message gets mistaken and it's Easter bunny they think it's about. But really, the message of Easter is about Christ and the fact that we're not alone. And so we need to understand fully what that means. Because how many of us face problems during the week? How many of us have times when you just feel alone, where you need help, you need strength even to get through that day? And so, my friends, the good news of Easter, and really every day, because we're called Easter people. We're not called people of the Easter season. We are called Easter people. That means every day we celebrate this amazing news that Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Takes a little time sometimes, right? But we get there. Indeed. That's who we are when it says, when we claim ourselves to be Easter people. So Jesus first appeared to his disciples, right? Well, first he appeared to the women. You know, when you dig through the different gospels, you'll get different versions or different aspects of the resurrection story. You know, one version, one gospel will focus on Jesus' appearance to Mary, right? Another one will go straight to the point and talk about Jesus rising and the angel there, and then Mark jumps to Jesus ascending. So, you know, these four different gospels that we have, they give us a picture, and it's not even a total picture, by the way. It's really a glimpse into what happened on that Easter morning. So today we read about, from the Gospel of John, Gospel of Luke. Last week was the Gospel of John. But it's the same incident. Last week and this week, Gospel of John and Luke, they both talk about Jesus appearing first to his disciples in that locked door. Last week, we got a little more details about Thomas, right? He wasn't there, and then how he finds when Jesus appears to him. This week, we read that, again, the same things, the words of peace and purpose. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you." And then he gives them a purpose that you are witnesses of all these things. So today we're going to focus on that, this peace and purpose that Jesus gives to us. And with all that that's going on, and as I said before, sometimes we lose focus because how many things can we carry? You ever been there where, you know, you're dealing with stuff and okay, you got through this thing that you were dealing with and before that's even over, something else comes and here again you're trying to make your way, figure things out, move forward. And as much as you keep going and doing things, addressing what is in front of you today, it just gets overwhelming. Ever been overwhelmed? Thank God I'm not alone. Because that is what it means to be human. We can pretend, and I'm just going to say this, and I'll leave it here. We can even fool others around us. I can fool you. I can't fool God. You can fool me. Oh, that's easy to fool me. But you definitely can't fool God. Because God knows the brokenness in our hearts. He knows the restlessness and the peace that we don't have. On the surface, we might look like we're doing great. You know, our kids are well. We've got a successful career and, you know, health, everything seems to be good. But my friends, that's a lie. On the surface, it might seem like that. But rest assured that these locked doors that we have, Jesus comes right through and he sees exactly what's in our hearts. Don't be scared, because sometimes we don't want people to see what's in our hearts. Amen? I have sometimes learned from God where he says, is that really a Christian thought? Nope. But God's working on me, and I pray that he's working on you too. And so Jesus comes behind those things that we lock away. He comes in because he wants to give us peace. He wants to help carry the things, the burdens that we're carrying. And with peace, my friends, comes purpose. I don't know how many times I've heard from folks that they're questioning, what's my purpose in life? Why am I even here? What's the point of all this struggle? I'm doing my best. I'm doing this and that, but it doesn't seem to make any dent. Why? Why, God? I'm not going to ask you if you've been there, because I know we have. All of us have been there, where we've struggled. And sometimes, as a social worker, when I used to hear from folks, especially runaway and homeless youth, my friends, it's so easy to give up. They're ready to give up. What's the purpose? I don't need to live anymore. That's a reality that we face. Because in this world, we have problems. We have struggles. We have sin. But thanks be to God that Jesus has come and he's ready to breathe peace into us, into this church, into each one of our hearts, and give us a purpose, raise us up, and to give us a purpose in this world. That's amazing news. So if you're struggling, my friends, if you're questioning why, and I don't know what your question is, God certainly knows it, hear what Jesus says to us today, not just the disciples. Hear what Jesus says, peace be with you. Hear that again. In the midst of all that's going on, peace be with you. You know, when we take a breath, what do we do first? We inhale, right? That's the first thing. But you see, we need to exhale first. Because we can't receive if we don't let go. So when Jesus says, peace be with you, we need to let go of all those things we've been carrying. And you know what you've been carrying. That's too heavy for you. In order for Jesus' breath, for the Holy Spirit, that's the breath of life, by the way, that gave us life, for him to come in again and remake us, we got to let go. So breathe out with me. Exhale all those things that you're carrying. The worry that you have. Maybe for yourself, maybe it's a health thing. The struggles that you've been carrying with your health. Let it go. Breathe out. Maybe it's a question or a struggle about your purpose. You're trying to figure out, what am I supposed to do in this life? What difference have I made? What's the purpose of it all? Let it go. Breathe out. Exhale. Maybe you're carrying these things because you have worries for your children. You want them to do well, but they don't just seem to be doing what you want for them. Or maybe there are things that they're saying or doing that hurt you. Breathe out. Now, when we breathe out, that means we exhale. We let go of the things that we've been carrying. Believe it or not, you know the tension we have? Everyone carries tension differently. Have you noticed that some people have more of a shoulder pain, a back pain, leg pain? I don't know. That's where we carry all the things, the worries, the problems. And if you pay attention to your body, because we're connected, body, mind, and spirit, you will find that you keep all these things in. Part of the reason we have health problems is because the stress, ulcers, you know the connection right there. The stress, right? It affects your body. You keep it in. We keep it in. So we need to let it go. Exhale. I hope you're exhaling with me. You're inhaling too. You know what? Don't forget to inhale. I want you to breathe. Absolutely, absolutely. And drink some water while you're at it, if you talk too much. So as we exhale, as we let go of these worries, hear and receive the peace, because Jesus breathed, that's the first thing he did. He breathed on them. He gave them peace. He didn't say, "What's up? I'm alive." I mean, obviously, he breathed on them the peace. So he said, "Peace be with you." So receive that peace, my friends. And in order to receive that peace, we have to be open to seeing Christ. If we get so busy and if we get so anxious and upset in trying to fix what we have, I'll tell you the truth, we're not going to have time to see Jesus. Do you know when, as we read in one of the Gospels, when Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, it says she didn't recognize him. When Jesus appeared to the disciples on the road to Emmaus, they didn't recognize him. They were so busy, caught up in their own pain. Mary was just devastated that her Lord had been killed. Those disciples were devastated when they were going on the road back home to Emmaus because they were devastated that the one they had hoped on, the Messiah, the one that was going to save them, well, he was killed. That they didn't recognize Jesus. When God doesn't do the things with the way we want him to do, when he doesn't appear to us at the time that we want him to appear, we don't recognize Jesus. You and I need to let go of the things that prevent us from seeing Jesus and hearing Jesus. Because remember Jesus? He talked about suffering and death. How many times did he, a plug, forgive me, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to plug our Bible study. We talked about how many times Jesus told his disciples that he's going to die, he's going to suffer. Well, suffer first and then die, be crucified. And they didn't want to hear it. You and I don't want to hear about suffering and death because you know what? We want to stay with the Easter beautiful lilies. We want to stay in the celebration and the presence with the Easter egg bunny and the stuff, candy. Well, I love candy, so I totally get that. But that's not where our focus should be. It should be being open to receiving Jesus. So my friends, the disciples who are devastated, who are hiding behind locked doors, who thought there was no way, received this amazing news when Jesus came into their midst and gave them peace. So if you are finding yourself troubled, anxious, worrying, sit with Jesus, open your heart to him, and he will speak to you words of peace. He will speak to you words of life. Maybe not the life that you want, that I want. Because we want, when we talk about being blessed, God with us, we're thinking of God giving us good things. Do you know these disciples that were blessed to see Jesus? You know what happened to them, right? They died for the purpose of being witnesses of Christ. So let's not confuse what it means to follow Christ. It's going to mean suffering. It's going to mean struggle. But the blessing comes from knowing that God is with you, that his peace is with you even when you're facing death. Amen. When you're facing a closed door. When you're facing whatever challenge you've got that you can't fix. So understand what it means, this peace. What it means to be blessed, what it means for God to be with us. So my friends, the words that Jesus gives, peace be with you. And I said two things, right? I'm going to talk about peace and purpose. See, before we get to our purpose, we have to receive his peace. We have to stop struggling, trying to make things the way we want them to be in our workplace, in our homes, in our own lives. We have to stop struggling with that because that is what brings anxiety. That is what brings broken relationships. That is what brings death. Sin and death. Us trying to do things our way. But the good news as we gather here, that the peace of our Lord that passes all human understanding is yours in Christ. So if you're tired, receive again the peace of our Lord. He's with you. He knows your struggle and your pain. So I talked more about peace because to get to your purpose, you gotta have the peace of Christ. You have to allow the Spirit to speak and rest in you. You see, when we open ourselves, our minds will be open to understanding the Scriptures, understanding what God wants for our lives, understanding the words of Jesus. So if you want to find your purpose, my friends, I will point you back to the first point, peace. Spend time with Jesus. Allow Him to speak to you. Allow the Spirit to fall afresh on you and lead you to your purpose. Because what did Jesus tell the disciples? You are to be witnesses of all things to all nations. My friends, your purpose, my purpose, is to be witnesses of all that God has done for us in Christ. And each one of us is going to witness in a different way. We are sent to different workplaces. Sometimes the witness will happen in your own family. Sometimes that witness will happen without a word, but just by your presence with someone who needs to know you love them, that God loves them. Sometimes it's not even words. It's your presence. It's your prayer. You know, we have a visitation team that we've started. That's a ministry of presence. Our sick and shut-in folks that are not able to come to worship, that are not able to get out. My friends, a ministry and a witness is when we sit with them and we just say, God loves you. We love you. You're not alone. Consider how God is calling you to fulfill your purpose in this church. My friends, we've got a mission ministry. Joan shared a little bit about it. There's a lot more that we do, and soon we're going to hear about the food pantry in a while. We need to get our youth involved in mission. We need to be out there sharing the love of Christ in all that we do. Consider your purpose, because you've got a plan. God's got a plan for you. Amen. To be a witness. Your plan is not to come in on Sundays when you feel like it and sit in the pews. This is not a spectator sport, my friends. Being a disciple is an everyday calling, making a difference right where you are. And let me tell you, when you make a difference, you're going to find your purpose and peace. You're going to know that God has made you for a reason. And when you find that meaning, my friends, nothing on this earth can take it away. So my friends, the question I have for us, where does your peace come from? Where does your purpose come from? If it comes from this world, you're going to struggle because you're never going to be good enough. You're never going to have enough. So don't let this world define your purpose. The ruler of this world is seeking after your soul. But rest assured, Christ has won the victory. He's risen from the dead. So don't fall into that trap of finding your peace and purpose in this world. Keep your eyes into eternity because Christ has come. Christ has risen. And Christ will come again. Amen. Amen. And so, my friends, I pray that as we come to our communion table, we truly are open to receiving Christ. Because it's not just about this physical receiving. It's about the spiritual receiving of Christ as our Savior, the one who can come in and give you peace beyond this world's understanding.